What's going on, guys? It's the week 12 NFL sports betting rundown, and it's just me today, just Jay. C's out of state. Eventually we're gonna try and figure out something to get him on. We're gonna figure something out where the quality isn't terrible and you could actually hear his insight. I couldn't figure it out for this week. Should be better by next week, either Thursday or next Sunday. I just want to add one more thing. My Twitter account, I've been doing pretty good with these college basketball picks. I'm recording this on Saturday, and yesterday I was actually 5-0 on my college basketball picks. Pretty good, pretty solid picks. Follow my Twitter at jsportsbetting1. But let's get into the NFL betting picks for week 12. For my first pick of Sunday, we're going to take it to Buffalo, New York, where the Chargers are coming to town. This game was caught my eye right away because the line is only Buffalo -4 in this. 4.5 at some other books. And, you know, they say that it's the home team gets 3 points. It might be a little modified this year. I don't know. But this is a really odd line because the Buffalo Bills, 7-3 at home. Los Angeles Chargers, 3-7 away. So immediately that kind of makes me want to take Chargers, even though they only were close to losing against the Jets last week. But I'm not going to do it. In this game, I'm going to go with the over. It's pretty clear why I do that. The Chargers' offense has actually been sneaky great. Over 20 points in basically all their games since Herbert started. He's been good. Eckler is probable to come back. It'll provide a boost to their offense, providing that he is healthy like he keeps claiming he is, putting out videos on Instagram and such. And the Bills on the flip side, another explosive offense, and their defense is also poor. In fact, both of their offenses are in the top half of the league in points per game, and both their defenses are in the bottom half of the league in points against. So the over-under here is 51.5, and I think it hits. We're going to take it to the West Coast battle for California. The San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams. The line currently is 49ers plus 6.5, and I'm going to roll with that. You know, this whole year, the Rams have been a very confusing team. They lost to San Francisco, beat Chicago, then lost to Miami, then beat Seattle and Tampa Bay. Very confusing. Just when you think they're a title contender, they blow it. And just when you think they suck, they beat someone really good. But on the flip side, the 49ers, losers of 3 straight. But surprisingly, if you don't remember, their bye week was actually last week. The 49ers are actually a really good team, really hurt this year. I think the bye week is going to really, really help them get healthier. Raheem Mostert might come back for this game. And I do. I think the 49ers cover here. I like the number. Give me basically a touchdown. And I'm going to roll with Kyle Shanahan on this one. So as you realize, C is not with us this week. But he did text me his picks for week 12. A little indecisive. I had to text me again to change him. But I think they should be good, so let's get into it. His first pick is Panthers plus 3. He loves this pick and says he might take the money line potentially. So C pretty much believes the Panthers might win outright here as an underdog. His second pick is Bills minus 4.5. This is what I was talking about earlier, the bait. I think they're trying to get you to take the Bills, Chargers. And all their losses, one possession. So the Bills have a good shot of actually winning, but not covering this number here. So something to look at about. C believes they're going to cover the 4.5. That's why I took him. And then he also has quite a few over wide receiver props. He has DJ Moore, Calvin Ridley, Andy Isabella, and Jacoby Myers over in their respective yards. So let's see if his picks hit for this Sunday. Now we're going to move on to my player props. And my first one, you know I love it. I love these Chargers players. So we're going to take it to the Chargers-Bills game. My first one is actually going to be Herbert over 1.5 touchdown throws. I can't believe they keep doing Herbert like this. I actually cannot. Besides his first two games ever as a starter, he's thrown over 1.5 passes in his past 8 games. That's crazy. You know, I can't believe they keep it at 1.5. I thought they changed it to 2.5 by now, especially considering that he's actually thrown 3 or more in 5 out of his last 7 games. He's been on a tear, almost a sure shot to win a Rookie of the Year at this point. And I just want to add, I'm not taking this over, but the one week I didn't take the Keenan Allen over, he gets 16 receptions. So that's nice. But yeah, my pick is Justin Herbert over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Now, my second pick in this game, we're going to go to the other team in the matchup, the Buffalo Bills, and we're going to take the Stephon Diggs over 82.5 receiving yards here. Stephon Diggs, one of the best receivers in the league this season, and he's going up against the Chargers defense. Very exploitable. I'd say extremely exploitable at this point. They have no lockdown corner to clamp Diggs up, and it's a real good opportunity for him to explode in this one. You know, Chargers will put up points. Bills will have to put up points to, you know, match up with them. So I think Diggs goes over 82 receiving yards. For my last pick, it's actually going to be a team game prop. I think in the Las Vegas Raiders Atlanta Falcons game, there's going to be over 5.5 touchdowns. I think this for many reasons. Both of them, you know, like good offenses, top half offenses. Falcons very slightly above average. Raiders top 10 in points per game, and both of their defenses are actually bottom 7. So taking this into account, I think that they can get 6 or more touchdowns combined over under 5.5. And I'm pretty confident in this. I'd put 2 units. That's it for this week. Appreciate you guys listening. I know it's a little different. Wish C was here too. It's just me, you know, had a lot of stuff. I did this late. It's not going to get out till probably late Saturday night. So not going to give you guys much time to listen to it on time for Sunday's games. But hopefully you catch before then. As always, follow my Twitter at JSportsBetting1. Posting a lot of college basketball. I think I'm really good at college basketball personally. That's actually what my Twitter account started as. It was I did it last winter. Was a college basketball account. Was pretty good at that. That's how I got some followers. And again, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, subscribe of course, and rate it 5 stars if you enjoy the picks. And so that's it for this week. Let's make some money.